This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I mean that sincerely. I always love being with you. Your input and some of the things that you push and say and talk about, and the links that you sent me during the show. Look, cut me some slack when you send me a link during the show. I can't just jump on it, all right? Hard for me to speak and talk and read at the same time. So, all right. You know, I love our military, don't get me wrong, but I was never a military guy. I had physical limitations. I couldn't get in. So, would have gone in a heartbeat, though. But today I hear that we had a Chinese spy balloon that was spotted over Montana. Now, the U.S. military was tracking a high-altitude Chinese surveillance balloon. They know about them. They've seen them. They're very aware of them. It's been over U.S. airspace for a couple of days. The Pentagon decided not to shoot it down, though, due to the risk of harm of the people on the ground, which is a line of bunk. Right? I mean, seriously. You hit that thing with the right missile, you're going to destroy it. There might be little bits and pieces falling. But what kind of information were they looking for? What were they picking up? You mean to tell me you couldn't jam the thing? I mean, we have precision equipment. Give me a break. I'm not buying it. No, apparently. You know, if that thing had, I was just thinking, if that thing had drifted over southern states, oh no, the boys down there would have taken care of that in pretty much no time. Right? They're not going to put up with it. When Marjorie Taylor Greene asked a question, why the Pentagon, I mean, they couldn't get an answer. She would not say Biden should shoot down the Chinese spy balloon immediately. President Trump would have never tolerated this. I would have picked up a phone and called Xi and say, you get about 15 minutes to redirect that thing over Canada or else you will not see it again. He wouldn't have tolerated this kind of stuff. This is what they're testing us with. This is what they're trying to find out how we'll act, what we will do. The Pentagon spokesman, Brigadier General Pat Ryder, said that the U.S. government has detected a high-altitude surveillance balloon over the continental U.S., then why are we allowing it? Right? I mean, why are we nobody's interested in you worrying about people on the ground being hurt. If you're worried about people on the ground being hurt, then go ahead and protect the southern border so people on the ground won't be killed by fentanyl every day, all the time. What do you think? I mean, their excuses for some of the stuff is just amazing to me. And the fact that some don't speak to it or stay on it, we give up so easy. A senior defense official told Pentagon reporters that the U.S. has a very high confidence that it's a Chinese high-altitude balloon and was flying over sensitive sites to collect information. Now, one of the places the balloon was spotted was over Montana, which is home to one of the nation's three nuclear missile silos. Why wasn't it shot down? I mean, seriously. They don't care about us. They care about their bank accounts. They care, and what they don't understand is that China will slit their throats in a heartbeat. Could care less about these people, right? Once they get what they want or what have you, they'll throw you under the bus in a heartbeat. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Dr. Bridget Belson is going to join me after the break. Always love when she's on. There's a new teen video game. Now, it's added transgender top surgery scars. Well, just for character and inclusivity. Because we know a large portion of little American girls have had this done. Just amazing. So it's called The Sims 4. It's a life simulation game. See, what you guys don't realize, and Dr. B will back me up on this, what you don't realize is that every little thing creeps us forward into something we don't want. Every little thing, you guys get too excited. I've had people say, you know, you jump on the stuff, you get too excited. No, I don't, because it's little things like this over the years that have happened, and then people go, well, when did this start? How did this happen? Why are we allowing this? And it's because we don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. We want everybody to feel included, together, whatever. But we don't. We don't feel together. We don't feel included. When you start attacking Christians more and more and more about their freedoms, we don't feel together. The Sims 4 is a life simulation game announced Tuesday. Kids will now be able to give characters top scars for breast removal surgery. Under the top surgery scar, the EA writes that players have the option for teen and older male Sims, masculine and female, to add a top surgery scar. Now, it's also adding transgender binders and shapewear for your teen and older Sims. That's a newly put up update. Do you understand, guys, that as they keep playing these games, as they go through these things, what you're seeing is it becomes more and more the norm. And if it becomes more and more the norm, then there's nothing to worry about, is there? We'll find out when I talk to Dr. B how norm this actually is. Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a few minutes.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you could save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network. Brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60PLUS, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air in the chat room and texting and tweeting, being involved. And again, get involved, get engaged, but get informed. Don't just figure you know it. Otherwise, you're going to get yourself and other people in trouble because they may step out on some of the stuff you tell them, and you're going to get them in more trouble. Which is why I bring in the experts, because I don't have a clue. And I don't pretend to have a clue like some of the guys with microphones. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me. She does pretty much every week now. Always appreciate her time with me. And Dr. B, love having you on with me. A little frigid where you're at, isn't it?
A little cold. We're under 6 inches of ice. If any of you have a straw, very long straw, so I can breathe, I'd appreciate it. Oh, man. It's been crazy. And, this SoCal girl is
I wonder how the solar. I wonder how the solar panels and windmills are holding up.
Wait a minute, we don't have those. I mean, towards Austin they do, but
yeah.
Not up here, not in the north.
You know, I don't know if you caught the last segment. I was talking about the new changes they made to a video game, a very popular video game called, I guess it's called The Sims 4.
Yes.
And in this video game now, they've now added top surgery scars to bring more life, more reality, and be more inclusive. Also includes binders and shapewear for your teen. Now, I was saying they're doing this. This is not for inclusivity. This is truly an indoctrination to make it more normal, to normalize these kind of activities, aren't they?
Absolutely. Any way that they can infiltrate your children's minds. And I actually read that scars, you know, the top surgery scars, the chest binders, they will do it. And for, I mean, it's in their cartoons. You know, it's all the time that my kiddos, most of them are grown, but I've got an eighth grader, and she's very awakened. she loves God and respects it, but she'll come and say, "Mom, they did it again," and she really helps me with all the information, because as we have spoken before, I told, you know, parents that it's like we have to be just so on top of it, and I don't want to watch every single show in America that is targeting kids, but it's everywhere. And she'll always tell me, you know, this character, this video game, this. I'm going to hire her. I swear I'm going to have to hire her. But it is so true. It's everywhere. And it's so subtle. And why my daughter catches it, parents, is because we talk about it. And I just got a question the other week. Dr. B, when is the appropriate time to talk to our kids about this? Because they know that these video games are doing this, destroying our kids little by little in these movies and these kids' shows, especially Disney, Nickelodeon. Those are the two top. But the question, and I get it a lot, is when do we sit down and talk? Like, we don't want to destroy their childhood. And I know what you would say to that, but I want to.
That's why I'm not a counselor, and you are.
Are they breathing? Okay, good. They've been out 20 minutes. They're breathing on their own. Let's go. And I think what it comes down to is you're kind of half right, you know, and I'm half right, and I'm like, well, you know, it needs to be age appropriate and developmentally appropriate, but it needs to start the minute you start speaking to them. You need to speak the word of God into them. You need to explain what his morals are, because what that does, you don't have to sit there and say, this is what homosexuality and transgender and chest binders are. But if you speak the word of God into them and do devotions with them and pray over them and just let them know what's going on in the world versus what God's word says, at least that way they'll develop a foundation. And then you will be teaching them how to be convicted themselves, if that makes sense. And that is what needs to happen. And then make it age appropriate from there. Because you're going to have to sit down and watch cartoons with them. Sorry, you're going to have to watch these movies before they watch them. And if they're saying, hey, all of my friends are watching this movie, or they're going to this, transgender drag show, then you sit down and explain, hey, here's what the Word of God says. While you're in my house, I will not allow you to do that. Once you're 18, that's up to you, but that's between you and God. So that's just how you have to say it and explain it. It's not a hate thing. It's quite the opposite. It's not bashing anybody. It's the opposite. It's just explaining, you know, what is going on in this world and putting it on them. That's between you and God. And if you're not convicted by that, that should bother you. But that's on you. So, yes. It's a wild world out there, Joe. I know what you would say. I know. You want to tell them what you would say? Yo.
Well, look, I get it all the time from, you know, parents who will call me on the right and being on the school board, and they want me to shut this down or shut that down or make a statement about something. And I've been telling them, especially this year, no. It's time for you parents to step up. It's time for you to be parents. It's time for you to teach your kids. You know, they're putting these or trying to put these satanic after school programs in some of the schools.
Yeah. And unbelievable to me.
But wait a minute. When you do some digging, they're not quote unquote satanic classes. This is how they're getting their attention, okay? What they are is science over religion, really. They're teaching the kids about science. You don't need God because this is what science is about. This is that, right? So I'm saying to them, why don't you teach your children to be stronger? Why don't you help them be stronger in their faith, stronger in their belief systems, and stronger what they stand for? And those things they'll giggle at. They won't even be moved by them. Am I way off on this?
No, that's absolutely true. It's right in line with what I'm always telling parents, is to give them that foundation. And it's got to happen early on in their life, and it has to be consistent. Parents aren't consistent anymore, and that's not all parents. I know some incredibly consistent parents, but you have to remember that you need to be consistent with a moral code. And it's not, it's just teaching them. A lot of people are like, well, what are values? What are morals? What's the difference? Values are what you value in a person, what you value in yourself, what you will value in a spouse, the things you respect and the things you will honor. Those things need to be alike or you should not be together. Whereas morals are just your right and wrong. And I've always played like a fun game. In the book I wrote, This Is Life, and it's a 12-week manual for parents to go through all of these things with kids, everything. But it challenges them to know what their morals are.
Yep. We're going to get to that when we come back, too. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Dr. B joins me after the break. We're talking about your kids, how you make them stronger, and some of the issues they're having to deal with it on a minute-by-minute basis. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. They're still recovering from nasty winter weather in Austin, Texas.
It'll be late tomorrow before we have substantially restored power to everyone across the city.
Austin Mayor Kirk Watson, his city's seen roughly 170,000 power outages from winter storms this week. There are more than 400,000 outages reported across the Lone Star State. This is severe winter weather threats descend on many northeastern states. through tonight and into the early parts of the weekend. Former President Trump taking aim against fellow Republicans who may run for the White House against him. Speaking to radio host Hugh Hewitt, Trump said former South Carolina governor and UN ambassador Nikki Haley was, quote, overly ambitious. He added he took his former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, quote, out of nothing. Trump also claimed Florida Governor Ron DeSantis begged for his endorsement. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there are certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-JOE. 855-732-55063. Get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. That's what you need to be. And don't be afraid to speak up. And don't be afraid as long as you have facts. If you don't have facts, if you don't have the truth, don't say anything. Just sit there and nod your head and make it sound like you're paying attention. Okay, Mike from California. Mike, thanks for calling the show. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
Oh, you're welcome.
Did you have a question?
No, you know, I just wanted to give praise to what you guys are doing and tell Dr. B that, you know, we love her, and she's getting support from everywhere and out here in California, that she's always right on the spot, and that we need more prayer warriors like her all over the country.
Amen. I can go with that. And Dr. B, you heard that.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You can't stop. We can't stop. We can't let them make us feel bad about what they're saying, because we truly do what we do out of love, out of wanting to make a change in somebody's life. They do what they do because they want you to fall in line with what they believe to be truth. Mike, thanks for calling. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. And Dr. B, we love you. Southern California. I think you know where we're at.
Yeah, thank you so much. I love you back.
We love you. All right, bye-bye.
All right, you guys are getting too gooey for me. All right, so. But we do, you know, again, you've done a great job in the area that you've worked in, the things you've done. We've missed you on this show for some time, and people need to hear this. They need to hear that they can make a change. They need to hear it's okay to push back. They need to hear it's okay to hold up your moral values, right?
It's more than okay. It's so necessary. And it's been interesting the last few years. You know, COVID was such an interesting experiment. I know I keep saying interesting, but it was an experiment. And I think a lot of people were very lost. And it really, we made it about politics, we made it about vaccines, and we made it about this virus. And it honestly was about so much more. The fear I saw and still see in people, in families, in parents, in teens, in grandparents, it's just incredible. To me, it was a lesson in, you know, who do you put your faith in? Who do you put your trust in? And I hope that it is waking up parents to what they need to be doing. I hope it wakes up the parents in a way that they start to understand what our teenagers and tweens are going through, especially with mental health. And I get a question a lot from my Facebook Messenger, and we talked about it, I think, last time, and it's on my Facebook. It's one of the biggest commented on posts about how can you be a psychologist and a Christian? And, you know, it's the world against, you know, heaven, basically. And I'm like, what? So, I mean, literally God is called the counselor, you know, a counselor in the Bible. And he created the mind, and psychology is the study of the mind. And I think, in a way, the non-Christian psychologists can be extremely non-productive and dangerous for our minds, in that they make up what they put. You know, I chose to go to a secular school for my master's and my doctorate, and we've talked about it before, that I got straight A's except for a D in my doctorate in the class where I refused to do a project on how to counsel transgender or LGBT couples for marriage. And I just said respectfully, I would never do that because that's not in my expertise area. And you wouldn't want me to, because all I know how to do is bring it back to the Word of God. And the professor was so offended and called me all kinds of names, as you can imagine, and closed-minded, and just said, you have a D for failure of doing the assignment. And I said, I didn't say I wouldn't do the assignment. I'll be happy to, you know, do this with another couple, with other issues, but I just couldn't. But just showing that you have to take a stand, and parents need to understand what kids are dealing with in their schools, in colleges, and especially now. It's everywhere. It's absolutely everywhere. We've got suicide. You know, you and I talked about how over 300% it was on the rise after COVID and during COVID in 2020 to 2022. And then we've got these video games now that you're talking about, where they're just basically normalizing this depravity. That's what I call it, right? I keep saying I'm blown away. I'm not anymore. I'm just sad. I'm just really sad. If parents would have stood up to all of this and told their kids not to buy this or explain this to children and their teenagers, I feel like this wouldn't be a thing. You know what I mean? They're selling because there's an audience. And that's, right.
There's a need for it. It's like drugs, right? There's a need for it, number one. You know, number two, to your point, it's parents don't want their kids to feel bad or some other child to feel bad. But, you know, to give you an idea, somebody had mentioned in the chat room earlier, first of all, this transgenderism kind of craziness is happening on the East and the West Coasts. They're happening in the big cities mostly. You don't see this going on in much of the middle part of the country. And the last I saw, the transgender movement rose over 1,500% during the pandemic. So how could that possibly happen unless these kids were totally into what was going on their phones, right, not really paying attention to what was going on around the house, and got indoctrinated and sucked into this stuff?
It's unbelievable. So in the 80s, we saw that it was 0.6% is who identified, right, as one of the alphabet number, the alphabet letters. There's too many to go over, so you know, y'all know what I'm, you know, talking about. And then we got into the 90s, and it was less than 2%. And then we got into 2000, it was less than 6%. And now we have, it's over 30% that people, that are teenagers, people under the age of 25, identify as something other than their, what they're born, male or female. Over 30%. Well, that's, okay, so either there's something in the water, or we are not doing a good job, parents, pastors, teachers, Christians, of protecting our children.
Let me interrupt you, but what are they seeing the parents stick up for? What are they seeing the parents standing up to and standing up for? Isn't that where they're getting some of their input as to how they should, you know, run their lives?
Well, yeah, here's the thing. Parents are less in the lives than their phones are, right, and their devices. That's the problem. They're on these things 24/7, and it's just a constant feeding, whether it's TikTok or Facebook Reels or it's Insta or it's Snapchat. It's just constantly at them. And for them to stand up on any kind of social media, that's they're going to get severely bullied and be an outcast. And that's the thing that parents need to understand, what these kids are dealing with. I understand they're kids. Kids are kids. I don't blame teens right now. I don't. They're still developing, teens and tweens. I have to look at who put the device in their hands, who is monitoring their device. How many hours a day is that device in their hands?
Are you blaming the parental unit? I'm trying to be politically correct.
Well, it's like, it's funny, Joe, I would get kids, girls, that would come in, you know, scantily clad into my office, and the mom's like, you know, I don't understand why she wears these mid-dress and these tight shorts. And I'm like, well, who bought them? Well, no, but I did, but what? You bought it. I'm pretty sure 13-year-olds aren't going to Verizon and signing themselves up for a full-on, you know, iPhone, whatever it is, 25 or Galaxy 23.
I'm with you. Hey, you put a five. I mean, think about something. These kids are dressed to the nines. You have a $500 phone in your hand, a teenager, mind you, on a plan that's probably anywhere from 60 to 80 bucks a month, and I guarantee that that child is not doing chores to make up for the money that's being paid out on that. You think I'm right?
Pretty sure not. I often ask my kiddos' friends, hey, do you have to turn your phone in at night, right? Do you have apps on there that limit your screen time and blah, blah, blah? And thank goodness they all do around my daughter, you know, and because she has to turn hers in and she cannot have any apps on it. And she's greatly reduced on how much she can, you know, she can talk to people on the phone. That's what she can do. You can talk to people. That's what I say. You can talk to people or you can watch, Leave It to Beaver and The Love Boat. Other than that, it's funny. It's nothing. You thought that that was, I'm just kidding. She doesn't. Oh my goodness.
Well, you'll have to talk about it after the break. Joe Basive, your host. Don't go far. A lot more with Dr. B coming up. Really, don't go anywhere. You're going to miss it.
Get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of Trustlink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. I'm your host. Always a pleasure to have you here. 855-JOE-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, but get informed first, please. Know what you're talking about, and don't be afraid. Look, when you have information, I know I'm going to go off, and she's going to correct me anyway, but it's like I see what these parents are writing about their kids, you know, going to these the drag queen dances in grade school and what have you, okay? Why aren't you dragging your children out there? I watch these clips, and I hear about the outrage. Why aren't you dragging these kids out there? You parents that are friends with some of these people that go to this, encourage you to go, why are you hanging around them? Why are you allowing your children to be influenced by them? I'm thoroughly confused. Anyway, Dr. B is never confused. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me, as she does every week, to talk about these issues and the issues that we're putting our kids through, or allowing our kids to go through. How you doing?
How you doing? I'm good. I'm doing great. Never confused. I wish. Right. No, I try not to be confused.
It's your segment. Go for it. You know, I may go get a tranquilizer before this is over, but go ahead.
You can go take your Xanax. I'll be here. You know, it was just interesting. I was just thinking about, you know, how did we get here? And a lot of these transgender issues, the surgeries, the hormone blocking, all of these things, what gets me is you mentioned confusion, and now they so don't remember their own narrative, the left, the liberals, the lost, the psychological field specifically. But these things used to be a mental disorder, right? We'd get on top of them. Body dysmorphic disorder. That is when you're not happy with, it's a mental health disorder. It's characterized basically by the obsessive idea that your body is not right. You're not in the right body, or a body part is incorrect, or it doesn't look right, or it's not supposed to be there. It needs to be changed. It's an obsessive compulsive type of disorder, BDD. And then now, I'm just curious, because this is the left. This is predominantly a liberal world psychology, the field of psychology in this way. And here we are. We've got these people. I'm curious what these counselors and these psychologists do when people with BDD come to them. Do they just tell them you need surgery, or you need to be transgender, or you need to take hormone blockers? So is it a psychological disorder for them? Is it not? So it's just kind of very interesting to all of you out there, the evolution of where we are, what we are. We're going to have to throw out the DSM 5, which is our diagnostic manual, altogether if we keep being hypocritical about this whole psychological field. So I got a question for me, and honestly, I won't say who. I'll keep them anonymous, but it's a really good question, and it's a question I have asked myself many times, and I've also been asked this by my young kiddos because of what the world and social media throws out to them. It says, my six-year-old asked if it was okay for girls to marry girls if they like each other. And I've even been asked, hey, I have three best friends that are girls, and we get along, and I'm like, love them, Mom. I would do anything for them. You know, does that mean I'm gay? Parents, you need to tell them it does not mean you're gay. And you, if they're a six-year-old, no. A six-year-old, you need to say, absolutely not. God gave us this incredible love for a fellow man, and that is, there's a beauty in that. And just say no. Love for a friend is love for a friend. It's a beautiful agape love. If they're a tween or teen asking this, and I know this is a huge question. I get it from parents around me a lot. What do I say to my kids when they say, hey, I'm best friends with my bro, you know, my dude? Does that mean, you know? And so I think, honestly, if a 13 and up, you got to give them the down low on what homosexuality is and what a lesbian or a gay relationship looks like. First of all, say absolutely not. Again, explain that God is love, and God provides a love for one another, for fellow man, that is normal, and that the world is trying to make that an ugly, depraved, confusing thing. And you've got to spell that out. I will always go one step, because we are very, very honest in our house and upfront, and say, do you want to do A, B, and C with your friends and explain what really goes on in a sexual relationship, just lightly? I just touch on it. This girl that I was talking to, she's a teenager, she said, ew, absolutely not. And I said, well, great. Then there's no worry there. That's not what it's about. And just really explaining the different kinds of love that we can have for each other because of God. And I can only imagine, Joe, in your family, in your house, how these conversations would go if your grown kids were this age now and asking you this kind of question.
I can't repeat them on the radio. We'll put it that way.
add a little Boston twist to it.
No, I
feel like,
but
you'd
think,
be like, get out of here, shut up.
Yeah,
that's a dumb question.
I think that sometimes we look to soft shoe stuff. You know, I got, and you appreciate this, I have four children, and I always joke you'd never know they came from the same parents. They have different personalities. They deal with things differently. So your conversation and responses to them, at least for me, was different. And
yeah,
it was based on their personality. It was based on how they dealt with stuff, you know?
100%, yes. Not only their developmental age, but also, you know, the chronological age, and then also what kind of temperament they have. You're spot on.
Yeah.
I think there are some kids that if I told told them what, yeah, what I would say to one, they would like just be just, yeah, they would turn to dust. You what? I just happen to be a frank person, and I'm just very upfront, and you know, at least you know what you're getting with me. But yeah, I don't think we can mince words, parents. I just don't.
I want to hit you with something. So many parents, you know, all right, so you know we're grandparents, have been for a while, and you always hear grandparents say, oh, I've got to be careful what I say to my kids because I won't be able to see my grandchildren. Tammy and I have a different process than that. We don't water down what we believe or what we stand for. You're not coming into this house with a lifestyle, not that we don't approve of, but it isn't biblically correct, that we're going to sit here and encourage and or accept, okay? If that means I don't get to see my grandchild because you don't like the way I think or what I said, so be it. You know, again, if you don't respect me enough and respect God enough, let's start off there, then like a regular person, I don't want a relationship with you. Am I nasty here or what?
No, I feel like that people need the truth, and people just, I don't know why, I think everybody's afraid of offending everyone, and so we try to just be so flowery and walk on eggshells and use the right, you know, appropriation words, and I'm like, I don't have time to sit there and memorize what every, you know, all the definitions and the new words of every generation, so I'm just going to go with what I know. It is right, which leads me to just to have a fun thing. I'm curious. So you guys listening right now, you adults, all right, whether you're a Gen Xer or a boomer, truly, you are called boomers. We're all boomers right now.
I'm a boomer?
According to Gen Z, we're all boomers. My middle son always constantly, hey, boomer. I'm like, okay, look, I'm a Gen Z or a Gen X. Excuse me. I'm Gen X. I'm not a boomer. But they have their own language, and I'm curious if people will know what they are. So, okay, Joe, so you. So if I come up and say, am I right, do you know what I'm saying to you?
Say it again.
Am I right?
I have no clue. Are you all right? Is that what you're saying? Am I right?
It's A-M-I-R-I-T-E.
I figured you were having a stroke and needed help.
I did not get back, so I did not have a stroke. It's am I right? So bestie is not just your best friend. Bestie is basically everybody that they admire, even strangers. This is a bad one, so I'm not going to say. let's see. Oh, bougie. I'm sure you know, right? Oh, you're so bougie, Joe. So
yeah,
bougie.
I hear that
you know
time.
What that is? Yeah. It's actually a dig if they think you're, like, wealthy. Oh, they're so bougie. I love it. I love the word. What about bussin'?
What?
That party was bussin', Joe.
Like, yeah, I'm old.
Bussin' to me would be I took the bus to school. I'm bussing. No, it's just like, it's a good thing. It's like, ooh, good job. Awesome party. Very good, positive thing. All right, what about cap or no cap?
No, I don't know.
Do you not know any of these?
You're telling me.
Oh, my gosh.
I feel like I'm from a different planet. Thank you.
Okay, if you say something's cap, it's fake or not authentic. If it's no cap, and it's funny because, yeah, my kiddo said something like that to me. Hey, you're cap, Mom. I'm like, I'm fake. And then no cap is being real and authentic. I know. I can't. Oh, listen to this. What about the CEO? If you're the CEO, what do you think it means for kids?
The boss. I don't know.
Kind of. It means you're the best. Like, you're the best at it. Like, you're the CEO of that video game. Oh, my gosh.
All right, you'll get
do one
about
more?
20 seconds left. Like I said, tell people where they get more of this sage information.
Find me on Facebook, Dr. Bridget Melson, or drbradio.com.
All right, I'm going to go grab my walker, people. I'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. You've got me for a whole hour, and I'm going to continue on this craziness. Be back in a little bit. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show.